Welcome to Metaphysical Romp with Reverend Paul Hasselbeck and co-host Reverends Bill Holton and Cher Holton. Discover practical applications to bring 21st century metaphysics to work in your life. Here's your host, Paul Hasselbeck.
Welcome to another edition of Metaphysical Romp 2. This is the Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck, having yet another beautiful day in my consciousness. And of course I am, because I am with my friends. Hi, Bill. Hi, Cher.
Hi, greetings. This is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton. And yes, it's another beautiful day in my consciousness.
And this is the Reverend Doc Bill Holton. And it is very definitely another beautiful, beautiful day in my consciousness as well. And as y'all know, and for those of you who don't know, Cher and I are the co-founders of an awesome spiritual ministry. And our name is the Global Center for Spiritual Awakening.
And we love to get you there quickly. So just come to the website that's entitled gcsacommunity.org.
And of course, I have my website, paulhasselbeck.com, where you can find the absolute word, where I make the daily word, the Sunday daily word, into oneness language. And my website also includes my calendar of events. And in fact, folks, I had an event yesterday. I was actually in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And what's always fun is when I'm doing a live appearance, when someone comes over and says they're having another beautiful day in their consciousness.
Love it.
It's a good tagline to be associated with, for sure. And of course, we're around that virtual kitchen table. And again, we talk about spirituality, pseudo-spirituality, science and pseudoscience. And yes, we're back on to something about science. And like Bill said, it's awesome. And, you know, we like to think we're all about awe, A-W-E. And today's program is based on an article by Dasher Keltner, which was based on his book, Awe, The New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life. And I just would like to say, I'm glad there's people like this in the world that think about wonder and awe and do research on it, just like our last series was about joy and research was done about joy. So it's just plain fun.
Yes.
And so, Cher, you want to start it off?
Sure. We're just talking about this article, and we're going to share parts of the article that we found really fascinating and connected to experiences we've even had. So we'll be doing our own riffing as we go. And we're really going to be looking at two things, awe and emotions and feelings and how they relate to the whole idea of awe. And also taking a look then at what, based on his research, what Keltner has identified as eight, actually he calls them the eight wonders of life, I think, but there are really eight ways that we can capture that awe in our life.
Yeah, and what's really fun about this article and what's really grabbed me is that he describes the difference between emotions and feelings, and the Reverend Drs. Bill and Cher Holton and I took a little bit of a long drive, maybe 3 hours drives from their home down to where Tom Antion, if you don't know about him, look him up, was doing a seminar that all three of us attended. And we got into this discussion about feelings and emotions. And each of us thought the other had it backwards. So I had it that emotions were long-term things and feelings were short-term.
My thought was that feelings were what were long-term and emotions are what were short-term. And we really did both have a stake in the ground in our beliefs. It was a really, and it was just fun. It was a really fun, invigorating discussion.
Yeah. And that's what we do when we disagree with each other. We have fun with it. And we both walked away thinking we were both right. And here, I don't know how many years later, I read this article and the science is exactly, exactly what Cher had said. And so I had to eat some crow, so to speak.
And you know, folks, what the three of us are doing, not only in this presentation, but as you know, if you heard us before in all of our presentations, is that we've taken all some and turned it into all more.
That's right. All more. Oh, my gosh. So Keltner says, emotions are brief mental states that have a subjective feeling that defines the emotion and animates particular patterns of actions. I'm going to read that again.
Yep.
Emotions are brief mental states that have a subjective feeling that defines the emotion and animates particular patterns of action. So, just to be clear, Cher was right. Emotions are brief.
Yes, I'm going, yay!
See me raising one for the Holton family.
Of course, I did tell Paul he could probably go find another research article that said the complete opposite and proved him correct.
Yes.
But I'll take the win on this one.
Right. And so what's important about which is which is it's emotions that shape our thoughts and how we see the world, not our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And then, guys, you want to say something else?
Just that I'm thinking now that hearing you two revisit what we had discussed before, emotions are goosebump events when you think about it, and goosebumps don't last that long.
Oh, good way to remember it.
That's a good way to remember it.
That's smart.
And this goes on to say there are two dimensions of emotions. So emotions are one, motivating action, and two, guiding cognition. That last piece, which I just said in another way a little while ago, is so important.
Yep.
And so the two help us navigate our social lives.
And I think one important thing to be aware of and why our spiritual practices and principles are so important is the only way the emotions can help us do this in a good way is if we can understand those emotions and remember that we are in control and not let the emotions take us off on a chase somewhere.
And I have to say, I'm still having cognitive dissonance between the two.
And I'd like to add, Keltner specifically said navigate their social lives. I like to add their private lives and professional lives as well.
Exactly.
Yes, all areas of our life. Yes.
Yes.
And it's not just emotion. That's so important. I mean, the emotions could be a motivating or guiding influence.
Yes.
We still are in charge of what we do with that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say, and more clearly, I think, emotions are these brief states that help us keep the structure of our social lives. And as Bill said, our lives in general, relatively stable and beneficial to our interests. And so you're probably wondering why we're talking about emotions in a general way. It's because awe, A-W-E, is an emotion.
Yes. And so obviously the big question to ask is, based on the article we're looking at, how does he define awe? What is awe? Because we've talked about what emotions are. Now, awe is the feeling of encountering vast mysteries that we don't immediately understand. I think that's a really interesting definition.
Yeah. And I like Bill's.
Yeah.
It's a goosebump moment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most definitely. And he goes on to say that we find awe in the, quote, eight wonders of life, which we'll describe in just a few minutes. Everything from noticing someone's exceptional courage and strength to experiencing the power of nature or feeling transported by soaring music or the collective movement of people dancing. That's one, of course, we relate to.
I was thinking that is one. would relate to.
Yeah.
It turns out these brief moments of awe are good for us. For instance, research my colleagues and I conducted, not me, Keltner conducted, found that children who felt awe were more generous.
And they spent more time, he described as part of the research, they had a tedious task that benefited refugees and were more likely to donate their reward for participating in the study, which was a chocolate stack or a ticket to a local museum, to refugee children. So that whole, just being involved in it helped them just experience and express that generosity. And it also helped to make them feel more relaxed and connected to others, which we know from other shows we've talked about how powerful that is from a science basis.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And once you know what to look for, awe isn't hard to experience. You can find it in moments of daily living, listening carefully to a thunderstorm, watching documentaries, marveling at the human dramas in a city, or watching the dusk sky turn to night. So I'm a thunderstorm guy.
Yeah.
I like standing on my balcony as long as I can stay dry and experiencing the thunderstorm around me.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting for meditative experiences, they actually create audio and video tapes that are thunderstorms.
Yes.
A lot of people meditate very well to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for me, one of my awe-inspiring experiences is questioning unquestioned answers.
Yes. And you know, I mentioned that I was in Tulsa this weekend, and in almost everything I do, that comes up. People will say, well, how do you get to where you are, Paul? And the simple answer is questioning unquestioned answers.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's, to me, it's a daily practice.
Most definitely.
Yes, for us as well. And it does take you never know where it's going to take you. So you get that surprise factor that kicks in very often.
Yes, mm-hmm. Which takes us back to joy.
Yes, mm-hmm. Perfect. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, joy.
You know, we talked about joy spotting. I guess we're talking about now awe spotting.
Yep.
And that is what this is all about, is intentionally looking and being on the lookout for that awe. And I love his next comment. In fact, I think Bill should share this because he says this so often right here.
Yeah. Don't think you have to travel to an exotic locale or learn the finer points of classical music to find awe.
Like he's always telling our group, you know, it's okay to go to the spiritual places, yep. But you do not have to travel to be in a spiritual place.
You can travel in consciousness.
Right.
Yeah. So I share that similarly. And that is, a holy place is right where you're standing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't have to go to Sedona or to India or any place like that. In fact, when I've gone to places like Machu Picchu, think I was going to have this spiritual experience, I didn't. It didn't feel any different than anywhere else I go. But I think everywhere else I go, the spiritual experience is within me.
Mm. That is so powerful. Mm-hmm. Just say that one more time, Paul, because I think that is so important.
Yes, so I'll just say it. I went to Machu Picchu in 2014 thinking I was going to have this big spiritual experience. I had a normal Paul Hasselbeck experience. And what I find is I'm a spiritual experience for myself, even if I'm not for others. And I can tell you for sure, some people don't feel that way.
and the reason Paul's so much on target, folks, is that we are all, the three of us and you listening, spiritual beings having a human experience.
Absolutely.
So that spiritualness is always here,
always
present, there. Always present.
Yep.
So he says, do pause and look for moments of awe every day. So now we're doing awe spotting and joy spotting, and help young people notice them as well. So It's like teach your young early and notice when you go for a walk, look for the large and the small canopy of trees, individual flowers, and blades of grass. Those things fill me with wonder. And he goes on to say, begin conversations with open-ended questions that point to mysteries rather than answers. Feeling awe is an antidote. Feeling awe is an antidote to our high stakes, stressed out, highly competitive times.
Yes, I love that. I love that.
And beginning with the open-ended questions Paul just mentioned, a lot of times I'll say suppose and then follow it up, or what if and follow that.
Wonderful idea starters and getting conversations going. And that's a hard skill for some people to learn is what is an open-ended question. So it's anything that's not answered yes or no, or a specific, you already know the answer.
And I find that's really useful when I'm doing workshops and someone is getting crossways with me and they'll say, but I believe God is this. And then I pause and in a kind voice, I say, well, what if it's really like this? So I'm not saying it has to be this way. We're in the big what if, living life in the what if. Isn't that great?
Powerful, powerful.
It's called what ifing.
Yes. So what if we now rotate it to the absolute word?
And this is a teaser. When we come back next week and you listen again, you'll hear the eight wonders. We'll share it then.
Yeah, we will be riffing on those. So the absolute word is based on Sunday messages appearing in Daily Word, a copyrighted Unity publication, and has been used with permission from the people who run Daily Word. And of course, this is a Sunday. It's from February 25th, 2024, and the word is faith. And the affirmation is, I have faith in my divinity. And that's an affirmation I like to do with my hands over my heart. I have faith in my divinity. I keep my faith at the forefront of my awareness. Taking a few minutes in the morning to pause, breathe deeply, and place my awareness on my inherent divinity. I feel energized and strengthened. I expect all good things. As the day progresses, I pause again for a moment or two and remember, I am fully divine and fully human. My divinity is at the root of everything I think, feel, say, and do. At night, I look back on the events of the day and savor the moments in which my awareness of my divinity felt especially strong. I have faith that awakening from a restful night's sleep, hearing a kind remark, enjoying time in nature, or investing in quality time with a loved one are ways to feel more synchronized with my divinity. I have faith in my divinity. And when we have faith in our divinity and our amazing humanity, I find that so awe-inspiring.
Yes.
So this is the Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck signing off. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
And this is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton saying, wow, that really tied in perfectly with what we talked about today. And we just affirm that for everyone.
And this is the Reverend Doc Bill Holton. And we three invite you in this now moment, place your hand over your heart and say to yourself, I have faith in my divinity.